Testing in the House chamber, Legislative Day 166.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative John. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative John.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Merry Christmas to everyone. Let us bow our heads and pray. Lord, as we gather here in service on this day, we ask that during this blessed season, the love of your Son, whose birth we celebrate, be with all members of this chamber, whether present or not, and his peace surround them. That this be for us a time of reconciliation and peace, a time of healing, giving, and sharing. And finally, we ask that the spirit of this season remain with us and in our hearts during all of the new year. All these things we humbly ask in thy name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative Penny is recognized.
Madam Speaker, the journal for December the 6th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Penny moves that the journal for December 6th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it and the journal is approved as written. Messages from the governor. The clerk will read.
Governor Roy Cooper objections and veto message. House Bill 220, an act to limit cities and counties from prohibiting consumer choice of energy service based upon the type or source of energy to be delivered, to modify public records law regarding sensitive public security information, to authorize the Utilities Commission to adopt procedures to allow lessors who provide water and sewer service to lessees in certain dwellings to charge for the cost of the service in the same manner as electric service and natural gas service, and to make a technical correction. This legislation undermines North Carolina's transition to a clean energy economy that is already bringing in thousands of good-paying jobs. It also wrongly strips local authority and hampers public access to information about critical infrastructure that impacts the health and well-being of North Carolinians. Therefore, I veto the bill. Signed, Roy Cooper, Governor. Governor Roy Cooper, objections and veto message. House Bill 294, an act permitting dealers to sell used vehicles issued a salvage certification without conducting a safety inspection. This legislation removes a layer of protection for consumers when buying a vehicle. Therefore, I veto the bill. Signed, Roy Cooper, Governor.
House Bill 2020 and House Bill 294 will be referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. The Senate will be notified. Chapter bills will be noted. Notices and announcements. Seeing none, Representative Penny is recognized.
Madam Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn pursuant to House HJR 979, subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1, to reconvene Thursday, December the 30th, 2021 at 12 noon.
Representative Penny moves, seconded by Representative John, that pursuant to House Joint Resolution 979 and subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1, to reconvene Thursday, December 30th, 2021 at 12 noon. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it and the House stands adjourned.
Special message from the Senate. Senate Chamber, December 10th, 2021. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that a message be sent to the honorable, your honorable body, that Senate Bill 725 ratified an act to prohibit the acceptance of private money for conducting elections or hiring temporary elections workers. It was vetoed by Governor Roy Cooper on December 9th, 2021, and was returned to the Senate with the attached veto message. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk. Governor Roy Cooper, objections and veto message. Senate Bill 725, an act to prohibit the acceptance of private money for conducting elections or hiring temporary elections workers. Elections are fundamental to our democracy, and in 2020, grants from nonpartisan nonprofits were needed for necessities such as masks, single-use pens, and other protective equipment, so voters stayed safe during the pandemic. The legislature should start properly funding elections boards to ensure accessible, safe, and secure elections every time, which would end the need for grants. Therefore, I veto the bill. Signed, Roy Cooper, Governor. Noted.